Welcome to Life Quest Liberty, live in-depth conversations with today's top writers, editors, and spiritual leaders concerning religious freedom around the world. On today's broadcast, we'll examine local and international factors that may be impacting your right to worship and obey God as your conscience dictates. I'm your Life Quest Liberty host, Charles Mills. That's fake news, we hear people say today. Fake news. So where exactly did that concept come from? The answer may surprise you. Here to address that topic is Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine, and a frequent contributor to Liberty Magazine, Elijah Muvundura, who hails from Zimbabwe and now lives in Canada. Elijah Muvundura holds graduate degrees in economic history, European history, and education. This conversation was recorded in the studios of the Three Angels Broadcasting Network. Let's listen as Lincoln Steed introduces his guest.
My guest on this program is Elijah Muvundura, Liberty author, and I'm discovering a very perceptive philosopher of sorts, particularly in relation to religion and biblical truths. But let's talk about truth, or as Pilate said, what is truth, right?
Yes.
Or as the president said, it's fake news. You know, we're in a context now where we point to President Trump, but he's not the first one to say it, but it's now hit the mainstream. The idea that a lot of the information we get is false, not to be relied on.
You know what? Actually, it's very interesting because to many liberals, the people in the liberal side, Trump is the
personification.
Yes, of fake news.
Yes,
they believe that he's
irony.
The liar and all that. But actually, the people who studied all this is postmodernism. The whole thing, I've been referring to Nietzsche and the like, and the whole thing about Nietzsche is that you can create your own truth. Critical theory that dominated American universities since the Second World War is the one that said we can create our own reality. Mm-hmm. And so they are blaming Trump for this thing. I would put that on the door of radical liberalism.
Yeah.
They literally destroyed the Christian foundation, the Christian aspect of American culture, and put literally, that's what critical theory is all about. It's about suspicion. Actually, there is one French philosopher who calls Freud, Marx, and Nietzsche the masters of suspicion. They're suspicious of everything. And so they have been literally pulling down all absolutes. There are no moral absolutes.
Yeah.
There is no transcendent truth. And they talk about Trump. I'm not defending Trump. I'm from Zimbabwe and I'm from Canada. But we need to know that this thing has got a philosophical lineage.
Yeah, I agree with
you. They created the context in which we are there today.
Yeah.
Trump would never have been there if some of these foundations of American culture had not been undermined by radical individualism. And I think this is where I'm coming, that we need to understand this. Before feminism, I'm not against equal rights for women. God created us all equal. But the whole agenda of gender, where gender can be deconstructed, and it's not enough gender equality. Humanity itself has got to be deconstructed.
A long process. You're correctly identifying, I think, the philosophical shifts that took place. In my view, short term, what we're seeing is the immediate payoff of the computerization of ideas.
Yes.
And at least 20, 30 years ago, journalism, which was always subject to bias. If you doubt that, go and read the story of the American Aurora, a newspaper in early American history. It was banned and accused of being seditious and all the rest because newspapers back then would, as some of them do now, would sort of buy into a party and twist everything to their own agenda. But journalism used to be subject to certain checks and balances. You would send out investigative reporters, the editors, as the Washington Post even did as recently as the Nixon affair, Watergate papers. You know, they would then double check. They wouldn't just take something because the reporter brought it in. But with the computer and online opinions and online news and the cutting budgets for mainline newspapers, I know, I go to meetings where there's a government handout at the door and I see the reporters taking it. And that's what I read in the news the next day. They haven't checked anything. So this whole instant news and the superficial way news is being gathered and disseminated has played into exactly what you're saying, a process of cutting loose from truth.
Yes.
And the checks and balances have gone and relatively suddenly.
Yes.
And,
but
and you can't rely on anything.
The climate of opinion that has created, even social media.
It's bigger than the mechanics of the situation.
Yes, we're operating in a certain climate of opinion where we believe that the human being is the creator of his own truth. Incidentally, there is a way even philosophy has gone off track Because when you go back to Plato, today we just read Plato's philosophy, but Plato wrote his philosophy in opposition to the Sophists. The Sophists, they said, man is the measure of all things. And when Plato speak of that ideal world, Plato was saying, no. There is a standard of God. Man is not the measure of all things. Of course, his God is an abstract concept, but still the principle is the same. Man is not the measure of all things. What has happened with postmodernism is not new. We're almost back at the foundations. We must know that Western civilization is built on two foundations, the Judeo-Christian and the Greco-Roman. Indeed, they were pagans, but they believed that human beings do not create their own reality. There is the gods that are above human beings. So what we're having in the modern era that is so radical and very, very different is that man is the measure of all things. And if everyone is creating their own values, then allow Trump to create his own values. The philosophers, they have said it. But they wanted that privilege to themselves. So what we have here, what they have a problem with Trump, is that Trump has democratized the production of fake news because they're already doing it. And because now it has been democratized, everybody's creating their own facts. And that's why we have this moral chaos. And so for me, we need to recover the basis of our civilization. And what is that? There is a reality that we do not make. I think it's so basic. That's why I believe that we need a religious reformation. And I think that this is the uniqueness of the Christian revelation. It has changed the way people perceive reality. And that's why we have been going back and forth to English reformation. The English Civil War was the first revolution in the world. The same thing with Newton. They were operating within a theistic context. And that divine ground has been taken off. And that's what Descartes did. Descartes moved it from God to the self. He says, I think, therefore I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And this is basically what we are seeing today. What Trump thinks is the truth is the truth. But that's the train in modern philosophy.
Yeah. But short term, and apart from spiritual renewal, which I think is central, within our church, I've been saying that religious liberty argues, as it did at the beginnings of our church, that we need a broad-based revival. No question on that. But when we're talking about fake news, for a moral person of integrity and perception and even education, how do you know what's true or not? Because it's all put out as equal. Other than comparing it to your own facts and figures and knowledge, which you would do anyway, and bounce it off that, there's very little distinction between something totally fabricated. During the election, there were entire narratives, complete with video, of different candidates' activities and so on that we found out later. They were fictional movie productions.
Truth. In the Christian context, with the Greeks, truth is a proposition. Yeah. Does it align, you know, the principle of non-contradiction? But in the Bible, truth is not abstract. Truth is a person. That's why you cited Pilate before, what is truth?
What is truth?
And Christ said, I am the truth, the way and the life. The reason why we have got fake news is because we have got fake people. Truth is in a person. It's very important to underline this point. Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life. Ultimately, the truth is in a person. What makes genuine news, or if we want genuine news and the truth and not fake news, we must first have genuine people. Fake people will produce fake news. And I think that's where the importance of a Christian revival comes. Christ reforms us.
But he gives us integrity. And what is integrity?
Yes.
Joined with Christ, you have
integrity.
Character.
Yes. And I think that's why, again, why it's very, very important that we do not seek political solutions to the problems that are confronting us. In the book of Ezekiel and in Jeremiah, he speaks about whitewashing. He says, you're putting up your whitewashing. Jeremiah actually is very strong on that. They've healed the wound of my people lightly, as if it was not serious. It's like giving a Tylenol to somebody who's got cancer. I think the problems in our society are very, very deep. If we want to be able to get the truth in our public discourse, it's important that we build truthful people. And we can never build a truthful people without a grounding in God. There must be a transcendent source of truth. And when I speak of the importance of a transcendent source of truth or of a divine source of truth, on that point, Greek philosophy, in the classical sense, is in total agreement with the Bible, because Plato's insistence was that man is not the measure of all things. There is a transcendent source of truth, the good, and that all the things that we see down here, it's a mirror of that transcendent ground. And so we have got to condemn the radical individualism, the kind of radical identity that we have in the world today. We can never have truth unless we ground it in a certain source.
I believe exactly as you say. In the immediate sense, how could the Christian or any person of integrity relate to the multiplicity of misleading, quote, news items?
Yes, we did mention at the beginning of the Reformation that there were many, many Christian sects. This debate is not new. In the early modern period, there was all competing truth. And I can only go back to the revival. The more there is a genuine revival of real godliness, when people can see the truth walking, when they can see truth embodied in real people, that's the only thing that can reform our society. Because it's not just fake news. One of the main themes today
maybe
is
it's
the
fake society.
The fake society, yes. The fraying of the social fabric,
yeah,
where people are alienated from one another. And if we're going to build a community where we can live one another, there is only one thing that can do it. It's the power of the gospel. And the gospel already did announce that it breaks barriers between people. Before I came for this recording, I went to my old church. Most of the members in that church were predominantly white. But the way they treated me was like a brother. Why? It is the power of the gospel.
Yeah.
It is the one that makes friends out of strangers. Indeed, even friends out of enemies. And
well,
I think we need
to
recover.
God can reconcile man to himself. That's a huge gap, pretty easy, relatively speaking, to reconcile other humans to each other.
Yes. And I see that reconciliation in the three angels' message, because the three angels' message calls all people to worship the Creator God. Yeah. And I think, and it speaks of the internal gospel anyway. It speaks of the internal gospel. And as we preach that internal gospel, I believe it is the only thing that is going to bring people together. We can either do it by ourselves, if we try to unite, and that's what multiculturalism and this gender identity are trying to do.
It's a false way.
But if you try to bring unity by human means, what you have is a Babylon.
Lincoln Steed, editor of Liberty Magazine, and his guest Elijah Muvundura discussing fake news versus the truth. This is part one of a two-part series. We'll present the next part on our next program. Meanwhile, we'd invite you to visit libertymagazine.org for a lot of resources available to you on the subject of religious liberty. That's libertymagazine.org. Until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Lincoln Steed and Elijah Muvundura inviting you to rest in the freedom of God's love. Goodbye, everyone. If you'd like more information about LifeQuest Liberty, call 443-391-7258 or email us through our website at libertymagazine.org. Join us again next week at this same time as we examine more of the threats and challenges facing your religious freedom. May God keep the flames of liberty burning in your heart today.